The influx of immigrants from Central America has been driven by the belief that if children get to the U.S., they will be granted immediate refugee status. While that's not true, U.S. law does require that minors from countries that don't border the U.S. cannot be sent home without a deportation hearing. Former Border Patrol agent Carl Henderson says processing asylum seekers has stretched the patrol's limited resources.
Do they need more resources? Yes. Will that stop what's going on now? No, of course not. Because these people are not trying to elude the Border Patrol. They're coming across and turning themselves into the Border Patrol.
Henderson says the U.S. does not provide children with immediate asylum, but the processing of most cases takes months, during which time the children and any adult family member with them can remain here.
The agents I know now, they tell me they're having a lot of pseudo families, pretend families. A guy's coming up, and he runs into some children who are coming up, and he says, "Here's the deal. I'll be your uncle or I'll be your dad, and this way we all get released."
In the border city of McAllen, local churches, charities, and government agencies are helping immigrants who have been processed and released while they await a court hearing. A Catholic nun, Sister Norma, oversees operations.
Ever since day one, we had over 200 people that we helped. And then from then on, every single day, it's 100, 150, 200 people that we help every single day differently.
The city of McAllen alone could spend more than $500,000 on this emergency by the end of the year. Political science professor Mark Jones at Houston's Rice University says immigration is a federal matter and local governments will therefore seek reimbursement.
All of them are going to be sending bills to President Obama. What we're going to have to see, though, is will the president be paying those bills, or will cities like McAllen, counties like Cameron and Hidalgo in the state of Texas be effectively stuck with the bill?
The president's request for nearly $4 billion in emergency funding is tied up in politics, but Jones says even with those funds, the government is likely to lose track of children who have been processed.
The federal government doesn't have the resources, or does it want to spend the resources tracking children? It wants to spend its limited resources, say, looking for felons who are here illegally.
Jones says immigration courts are overwhelmed, and until there's an overall reform of the system, they may get little relief. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.